It's pussy time in America. The time has come for another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Can you dig it, man? Can you dig it?
Wahaha! It is I, Bunyula, the Bunny Vampire! I am here today to promote our totally awesome sponsor, Skeleton Girls. Skeleton Girls is a website that promotes ginarchy and aspects of fetishism and femdom. They've been banned from Facebook and are trying to start over elsewhere. If you like the idea of women ruling the world, why don't you check out Skeleton Girls? Wahaha! You will find the links in the show notes. Thank you very much, and I'm Bunyula. Now let's get back to today's episode of the Pussy Centipede. Wahaha!
Welcome, dear chaps and mates, to another episode of the Pussy Centipede. I'm your queen and humble host, Princess Kate Middleton, the Queen of Nowhere! Before we start, I'd like to play a message from one of our fans. A man named Tinkerbuff. A man who walks about in bunny ears.
Hey, this is Tinkerbuff chiming in on the Pussy Centipede podcast. Hopefully taking away some airtime from that constantly nagging, bloody gash wound Kate Middleton, who thinks they're so important, but is really just the queen of nothing. But I can tell you this, I'm so excited about these next episodes. I never know what's coming next. All I do know is that Pussy Centipede is the closest to a euphoric death that you could possibly get without actually dying.
What in the bloody hell was that? Fuck you, chap, Tinkerbuff. Nobody calls me a nag or the queen of nothing. You better tread lightly, Tinkerbuff. If my royal guard finds you, I'll scream Dracarys and have my dragons burn you alive, just like Daenerys Targaryen.
Not so fast, Kate.
What? Who are you?
It is I, Princess Diana. I'm the queen now, you piece of cunt.
Princess Diana, I thought you were dead.
I am dead, but I'm a zombie now. I've crawled out of my grave just to stop you. I never thought you were good enough for my son, Prince William. He made a poor choice. I prefer Meghan Markle to you. I've always liked a little mocha in my latte, if you know what I mean.
I don't care about your racism, Princess Di. I'm the queen. You don't belong in this world. I'm going to have my dragons burn you, so that you may never return.
If by dragons you mean those crystal dragons on your nightstand, then you're more of a fool than I thought you were.
Hey, how did you know about the crystal dragons on the nightstand?
It doesn't matter, Kate. Or shall I say cunt? Cunt Middleton has a nice ring to it. I hereby knight you, Sir Cunt of Middleton, keeper of the stanky pussy.
I'm not a knight. I'm a queen.
No, you're my prisoner. Royal guards, arrest her now.
You're under arrest, Sir Cunt. For crimes against the crown.
Take her away.
I'll get you for this, Princess Di. You haven't seen the last of me.
Ha. Mwahaha. Looks like I'm the new host of the Pussy Centipede. Let this episode begin.
Mwahaha. I am Bunyula.
You know his name is Bunyula. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
gonna bite your dick and suck it. Yeah, 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 you know his name is Bunya, la 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 la, Bunny Vampire, yeah, you know it, babe. Donovan.
Who are you? I am Bunyula, the Bunny Vampire. I have some experience hosting this show and thought you'd need my help. Okay, Bunyula, you can be my co-host, but only if you take the knee. Of course, my queen. I hereby knight you, Sir Bunyula of the Royal Fur. Mwahaha! Then let the episode begin. Begin in the kingdom of the White Tigers, where Doctor of Puppies and Team Zero arrive at the Tigery Airport. Mwahaha!
That flight was fucking bullshit. Flying first class on that old piece of shit plane was like flying couch on an Europlane.
Eh, shut your mouth, Bobby Trendy. You's being a disrespectful,
Arf, arf, Bobby Trendy. Stop your whining. We're here to do a job. The Kingdom of Tigers needs us to identify the booty sucker and stop this butt-sucking from continuing. Arf, 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 arf.
Doctor of Puppies say, what? Bobby Trendy is such a stupid piece of shit. I think he should be fired from Team Zero immediately.
Fuck you, the Manny. You're a moron. All you know how to do is hang out in Planet Fitness, lifting weights all day.
Bobby Trendy say, what? I don't go to Planet Fitness. That's a poor people's gym.
Whatevs, fuck you. Planet Fitness is totally fine.
No, it's not.
You assholes need to calm down and stop arguing. We don't have time for this bullshit.
Wait a second, Chop. What the hell is this show? Bobby Trendy? Doctor of Puppies? This all seems like rubbish.
Mwahaha! Exactly! The Pussy Centipede is the crappiest podcast ever!
I don't really get it, Chop. But whatevs, I'm game.
Mwahaha, Queen Diana! Why don't you try to narrate the story?
Okay. So then this very handsome chap, who is totally ripped and wearing cut-off denim shorts that showed his hairy ass cheeks, walked up to Team Zero.
I'm Glenn, the liaison for the Tiger Kingdom. I'm here to escort you to the palace.
Oh my god, you're totally hot. Do you want to fuck?
I'd consider it. Bobby Trendy say, what? You don't even have a penis. Wouldn't you rather fuck me, Glenn?
To be honest, I would. You're much hotter than Bobby Trendy.
What the fuck is your problem, the Manny? You're not even gay.
I know. I just did that to spite you. I don't like you, Bobby Trendy. I saw the Anna Nicole show. What kind of piece of shit uses a glue gun to make custom furniture?
I had my reasons.
Let us go. Your limousine awaits you outside. Arf, arf. Your accent is very inconsistent, Glenn, but whatever. Arf, arf. Listen, Bobby Trendy and the Manny. You guys need to put your differences aside and act professional. We're here to solve a mystery.
Yeah, you guys. You better listen to Doctor of Puppies and stop being an asshole, the Manny. I'll cut your dick off if you don't.
Scorpion say, what? Eh, anybody want some strombolis?
I can't. I'm doing keto.
I didn't know eating shit was keto.
Fuck you, the Manny. I'm sick of your crap.
Guys, seriously?
Meanwhile, somewhere in the kingdom of the puppies, in an underground lair full of pee-pee and poo-poo, the butt sucker or the booty sucker, whatever you prefer, Chop, was watching the Murder News Network and crying. I'm Kelsey Kernstein for Murder News. Sources say that famous murderer the Snickerer was killed last week by a kitty named Doctor of Kitties. It's a sad day for killers all over the world.
And I think we should totally call this day the day the murder died.
Slurp. 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 Suck. 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 Crying. So many tears. Boo. The Snicker was my hero. I'm too depressed to suck booties tonight.
Okay, Bunyella, is that it? What should we do now, chap?
Mwahaha! Let's go see what Doctor of Kitties is up to in Cincinnati. Last week, Slithers the Snake and Paul Joseph Watson showed up to his house to warn him about Doctor of Puppies.
Meow, 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 Paul Joseph Watson! Slithers is sleeping under a rock in the yard! Here are some clean sheets! Meow, 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 meow! You can have the guest, meow, 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 meow!
I appreciate your hospitality, chap. You seem like a good fellow, and this is a nice house.
Thank you, Mr. Watson! Meow, 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 meow! Sleep well!
Mwahaha! And then Paul Joseph Watson laid down on the bed and thought to himself about his life and what he wanted out of it. Mwahaha! I am Bunyula, and I am the bunny vampire! Mwahaha! Every morning, the first thing I do when I wake up is check my Twitter and YouTube to make sure I haven't been banned, to make sure I still exist. My heart is heavy. I don't know if I can continue on this path. Making YouTube videos and screaming about how being conservative is the new punk rock. A time will come when I may have to lead a more conventional life, find love, and begin a family. But I fear that Alex Jones may not approve. Mwahaha! And that's it for today's episode. How did you like hosting the show, Queen Diana?
It's a bit odd, I suppose, but I'm sure I'll get the hang of it. Meanwhile, in the Tower of London, Kate Middleton was getting settled into her dungeon.
Princess Di will rue the day she crossed me. Lock me in shackles and steal my crown. That filthy cunt is getting to pay. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Pussy Centipede. Take care, chaps.